Mexico is absorbing news of its own atrocities. 43 students disappeared, apparently murdered earlier this year. And the aftermath of that crime hangs over this holiday in Mexico. Today is supposed to be the end of a long weekend of celebration marking the nation's 1910 revolution. It does not feel like a holiday in the state where the students disappeared. It's the state of Guerrero, which includes the Pacific resort of Acapulco. That's where we find NPR's Carrie Kahn.
There seems to be more hotel cancellations than reservations in Acapulco these days. 14,000 since the news broke last month of the abduction of 43 students at the hands of corrupt cops and drug traffickers. Mexico City resident Shadia Morales says she tried to get her deposit back.
No nos aceptaban la cancelación, ya no nos devolvían el dinero.
But the hotel wouldn't return her money. She sits on Acapulco's popular Condesa Beach with a full cooler of beers and the place practically to herself. Unheard of on a long weekend holiday. It's a shame that people are too afraid to come here, she says. It hurts tourism and the people who depend on it. Luciana Medel can attest to that. We were hoping the place would be full, he said, but look up and down here, no one. Medel, who's 61, sells boat ride tickets. For about $20, you get a two-hour tour with full bar and disco music. He hasn't sold a ticket in 5 days. There are no tourists. People are afraid. And the authorities, where are they, he asks. That's what a lot of people are wondering. In the past week, a string of violent protests have rocked the state of Guerrero. With little resistance from local police, protesters burned government offices, blocked major highways, and took over Acapulco's airport for hours. Most days, masked students commandeer toll booths on the federal highway that leads to the beach.
50 pesos, amigo. Gracias, que te vaya bien.
This weekend, several dozen masked students were out in force. They ask motorists for a 50 peso donation, about $3.50. Diana Lopez, like most, happily gives it.
Es justo la lucha por justicia. Que no se burle el gobierno de nosotros.
Their fight is just, she says, rolling through the toll plaza. Don't let the government mock us, she shouts back. Keep up the fight. Authorities say a local drug gang killed the 43 students and burned their bodies. Positive identification could take weeks. Javier Saldivar Rodriguez, president of Acapulco's Chamber of Commerce, says the continuing protests are bad for business.
Estamos recortando personal, los colaboradores que trabajan 6 días en un hotel.
He says workers have had their hours cut. Only half of Acapulco's hotel rooms were full this long weekend. Saldivar says more than 80% of the state's economy depends on tourism in Acapulco. There didn't appear to be a shortage of people, though, at La Quebrada, Acapulco's famous cliff diver show. Hundreds lined up to watch the young daredevils leap off the towering rock face and fly down to the water below. Tourist Victor Gonzalez is right at the cliff's edge. He says it may look crowded, but in all the times he's come to Acapulco, he's never gotten this close before. He says the government must stop the violence in the country.
Hay que poner un alto, ¿no? Ya esta situación y apoyar a la gente que está inconforme porque hoy fueron ellos. Mañana, quién sabe.
It has to end, he says. We all need to support the students. They were the ones that were attacked, but he says who knows who will be next. Carrie Kahn, NPR News, Acapulco.